Hi, we're the Grave Girls from Grave Girls Podcast. I'm your host, Hawthorne.
And I'm Amaryllis. Every week we watch a different horror film, and I find a scary story that goes with it that will definitely leave you shaking in your boots.
And if you aren't wearing boots, my true crime case and murder will scare the pants off you.
And then you'll just be naked, and that's just a fun time.
So listen to us on SoundCloud and iTunes.
And follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.
Don't forget to check out our website at grave-girls.com.
We love you all in case we die.
Bye!
Today's show is brought to you by Hotels.com. Shop with Hotels.com now to take advantage of their great hotel deals, as well as save $30 on select hotel stays of $250 or more when you go to usehotels.com/chickenduck and use the code LISTEN30 at checkout. Some terms apply.
They did a whole episode on the Men in Black. I remember you asked me about the...
Like, not the Will Smith
Men in Black. No, the government Men in Black.
The FBI.
No, the Men in Black.
Based off of the movie starring Will Smith.
I'd say the movie was based off of Men in Black.
Yeah, the movie was based off of
off the FBI.
No. The Men in Black.
referred to as MIB.
So what you're saying is there's a whole branch of government and they're actually called the Men in Black.
MIB.
Tippy top clearance, I'd imagine.
Oh, well above the queue.
This is my last unhealthy meal. Living it up. Survived last night's adventure, and now I'm living it up.
We'll get into that. Anyways.
Wednesdays with Chicken Hawk.
So loud.
Let's pump the brakes.
Okay. He wants to fight me. I'm pretty sure that baby is smoking opium. Hashtag just say November.
Welcome back, everybody. Saturdays with Chicken Duck, episode 94. Noventa y due. I don't know what that is. Quattro noventa. No.
Why are you looking wrong?
Because he's the most ethnic person at the table.
I really don't know.
It's the same language, really. Spanish and...
Vietnamese.
Yeah.
Vietnamese, Pennsylvania Dutch.
They all come from the same line. It's Germanic or everything else, I think. Oh, so how's everyone? I got Ryan Vu with me this week.
Hello, hello.
And Casey.
Hey, buddy.
And Jim.
Hi, Jim.
Hi. How is everyone?
Good.
I actually took notes.
No way.
I have a couple notes.
Sweet.
They're not going to get me very far, so I'm going to sprinkle them in as you go about yours.
Well, I don't have any, so.
Oh, man, it's going to be a short one.
No, I might have something. I just got to look here real quick. But let's give us one of yours. Give us a little note.
Well, I just wanted to thank you for getting me back into the stock market just in time for the stock market to fucking drop out the bottom. Casey texted me like 2 or 3 weeks ago. Hey, you got to get on this app and, you know, put some money on and get a couple of these stocks. And I haven't had a whole lot of money, so I literally like just put $20 on just to start farting around with it again.
Yeah.
Like I have an Ameritrade account and haven't done anything with it in a couple of years. But anyway, of that $20, I lost $7 of it in the first like 2 hours of fucking trading after he told me about it.
Oh.
So, yeah. Well, it was going good.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it hasn't recouped yet.
No, not yet.
So, oh. Although he... showed me that he took a little bit worse of a hit than I did.
Yeah.
So I don't feel too bad about
it. I started, like, when I got that app, I first started, like, with $20, $50, something like that. But over the last, I don't know, year and a half, 2 years, I've kept adding money because I keep finding these like cheap stocks that they say are.
Have you actually made any money on them?
I mean, it has gone up. Yeah, like some of the stocks. Okay, some of the stocks that I have are in the green. They've made money, but the other ones that I have dropped that low. That's why that number that I showed you the other day.
Right.
That's why it was so low. But a lot of the stocks that I have are real cheap. They're these cartridges, like they're companies that make the cartridges,
mm-hmm.
the actual, not the oil, but the actual cartridge,
right.
You know. And the reason that everything dropped so low the other day is because
Canada went
legalized
legal.
Weed. It's mm-hmm. fucking crazy, man.
Yeah. Don't make any sense to me.
No.
You would think that would go up.
Right.
Yes.
You have to make the, yeah.
There's one that I have that I told you about. You can't even buy stock anymore because, I don't know.
On that app.
Yeah, it went so crazy, like, on that app that
the problem
I got in at, like, the right time where I could only buy, like, I bought, like, 3 shares of it.
And it stayed pretty much the same. It hasn't gone
up.
Yeah,
that one hasn't moved, really.
Mm. Yeah, they're kind of saying that one's capped out.
Yeah.
So, who knows? I really just got back into it just to give myself something else to, look at.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I just did it.
Oh, I'm down.
I did it because I never invested in any of my money into anything.
Well, you have a 401, though, right?
Yeah, now I do, yeah.
Right.
I just wanted to check it out, you know what I mean? See how it goes, you know? I added, like, 400. I have 400 invested into it over the last, like, year and a half, and
mm-hmm.
it's, like, down to 350 now. You know what I mean? So.
Well, a loss is a loss, but
yeah.
it's not gonna cripple you.
No. And I only put that, you know, that's money that I had to fuck around with, like.
I mean, if you really wanted to, we could go out front and you could give me $50. It won't hurt you.
No.
I don't know why we'd have to go out front.
I was wondering, like, why couldn't you just do that right here?
I don't know.
He wants to fight me.
No, not in a fighting way. I just think a transaction would be better on the front porch.
Oh, yeah. I think that would be great. All my neighbors would really wonder what the hell's going on. That every Sunday, the people come over here and one guy hands the other guy $50 on my front porch.
Well, you know what I mean? We can talk to your neighbor about it's a lesson learned. Talking about the stock market and that, you know, just easily you can just hand that to somebody else.
What are you doing over there?
This fucking mic keeps dropping.
Moop, use a different.
I think I got it. I just won't try not to touch it.
What else you got, bud?
Just a quick little thing the other day. A
little quick hitter.
Things I hear.
You know, you heard stuff.
I heard things.
What'd you hear?
I was sitting on the plane and okay, so when I get on the plane,
yeah.
I have like this little thing that I do is I put my headphones on.
Little nervous tick. I go up and down each aisle and I flip open and close the fucking storage bins 3 times each. Just a little thing that I do every time I fly.
Headphones on.
Every week, twice a week. My little routine. Go ahead.
What? Each aisle?
Well, there's 13 aisles in a plane.
No. There's one aisle.
There could be 3 aisles. 2 aisles.
Mm.
If there's a center...
If
there's a center row of seats, there could be 2 aisles.
I've only ever been on one of those planes.
Okay.
So.
Congratulations. Maybe the plane.
There's usually.
So what you're saying is because of your routine and you only have enough time for 1 aisle, you only ride 1 aisle planes so that you can do your routine of opening and closing the storage bin.
That was per the airlines. They won't put them on a plane.
I did not. I didn't know. You should have started with that. I didn't realize that was.
If that was my routine, I would be stuck at the back of the airline until everyone boarded.
By stuck at the back of the airline, do you mean it held up in a jail cell somewhere in the fucking basement until a doctor could come look at you? Because that's what they would do at an airport. Goddamn hippie won't quit walking up and down the aisle, open it,
he's just flapping his arms around. No, so when I get to my seat, I take my headphones out and I put them on, but I don't turn any music or any podcasts on. I just sit there with my headphones on. so I don't have to talk to anybody. You know, they think that I'm listening and I don't want to chit chat, but I'm listening. You know, I'm just surveying what's going on, you know, checking things out.
Creeper status.
Huh?
Your creeper status.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Big time. And so the other day, you know, everybody's always fighting for overhead bin space, and the line's moving slowly, and it stops because this lady is looking at her phone, just standing there. The flight attendant says, ma'am, you know, you have to keep walking.
Move it or lose it, sister.
The guy behind her, he goes, he said something like right at the same exact time that the flight attendant said something, but his wasn't quite as nice. You know, he's like, let's fucking go or something like that. And she turns around and she's like, I'm texting my sick son. He's in the hospital, you fucking asshole. And the guy just goes, boy, everybody's got a story, don't they? She's like, I hope I'm not sitting next to you, you fucking asshole.
And
like,
they just she sat next to him.
No, I don't know. They were way behind me in the peasant seats.
Oh, the peasant seats.
Back in the back with the normies.
Yeah. I thought that was funny.
The non-flippers.
Yeah. I thought, man, that guy probably would get along pretty good. In California, I try to go to a lot of Mexican restaurants, you know. And the other day, I was in this neat little town, the cowboy capital of the world, Woodland, Texas.
Wait.
I mean, I'm sorry, Woodland, California.
Okay.
When I say,
you say that I don't listen to you when you talk, but we had this conversation before you got here, or before
we started recording.
Before we started recording, well, who was here the whole time? So I
believe I was here.
Yeah.
So why am I repeating it to you like you don't know the story?
I don't know.
All right.
So when I say cowboy capital
same,
of
same.
The world,
same. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
When I say cowboy capital of the world, I think Texas.
You think Texas. You don't think California.
So, but I was in California and went to this Mexican restaurant, and I was trying to get to the door before this family went in, because I knew I would be behind them in line, you know, if I went in. But they got there first. These two fucking little kids.
You didn't throw any of them, did you?
Oh, I wanted to, Ryan. Someone needs to.
Dim the light.
Get it, Tim. Good. I found it. I forgot which one it was. Go ahead. It was bright.
So these kids both sprint in, like up to the counter. I want a hat. Give me a hat. I need a hat. Dad, buy me a hat. Dad, buy me a hat. Buy me a hat. He's like, no. We're ordering the food. So then there's like a stack of cups, solo cups there.
They knock them right over?
For the drinks. No, but the kid, he's like, I'm going to get cups. And the dad's like, no, I'm ordering right now. He just kept like fucking running around the store back and forth, going over for the cups. And the dad's ordering, and the kid's like looking out of the corner of his eyes. And he gets the cup. He's like taking the cups out real slowly, like trying, you know, looking so the dad doesn't see him. Then he gets cups, and he's like, then he goes over to the ice machine. And he pushes the ice, and all this fucking ice comes out, and it scares the kid because he wasn't expecting it. So then the fucking ice goes everywhere, and then there's like a little bit of ice left in the cup, and he just puts the cup back on the top of the fucking stack of the cups.
He was never there. He was never, wasn't in.
And doesn't the dad doesn't say a fucking word about it. You know, they're just running around, and then he's like, give me your phone. I want your phone. Dad, give me your phone. Give me your phone.
Where was this?
California. At this Mexican restaurant.
At a restaurant.
Yeah, at a restaurant. Like, and the parents don't say anything. The parents don't even, they didn't even sit together. Like, the dad sat up at a counter with the one kid, and the mom sat at a table with the other kid. No discipline whatsoever.
You know the question I want to ask, but I can't ask it, right?
They were Mexican.
Huh? There you have it.
Well, that doesn't matter. Just because they're...
Oh, I didn't say that it mattered. I just said it was the question that I was going
to
ask.
Your children need to be fucking disciplined, whether, you know... What if Deja would do that?
She would not do that.
Yeah, exactly. Or, like, what if we would have did that when we were kids? What do you think my dad would have did if I would have started running around fucking grabbing cups
either one of our dads would have hit both or one of us as many times as it would have taken us.
Or left the restaurant and beat us outside.
Beat us senseless outside.
Got home and got the wooden spoon.
You know, not around people. I understand, you know, you can't beat your kid in front of me.
Not anymore.
But come on. Smack the shit out of that little asshole.
I can't wait to just, like, I mean, I can't wait to see what kind of shit Carter puts me through. But, like, it's terrifying to think about.
I think that our generation of people, like, our friends that are having kids, they're going to be very well disciplined because we were disciplined properly by our parents. You know what I mean? But, like, somewhere there's a fucking disconnect where there's a group of little fucking assholes out there right now that...
Goddamn hippie kids. No, I don't know. So, our parents are, what, 60-ish? So, and we're 20, or we're 35, 36, 37-ish. So, the next generation would be that 21 to 30 group, right? That we can all agree is worthless?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, ones that give millennials a bad name. I'm a millennial. I like to think I'm rather relatively successful. I mean, I do okay, you know. But we can't hire anybody in that age group because they don't show up to work. They literally don't show up to work.
No. Or if they do show up to work,
they're vaping and on their phone the whole time.
So much, dude. Like the other day.
My favorite thing to do.
But I'm watching you.
Yeah.
The other day, I stood at this, where the fuck was I? Probably another Mexican restaurant. But these kids just, like, that age, they're just standing there, like, the one guy, or the one girl showing another person, I forget, you know, if it was a male or female, but showing him something on her phone while I'm standing there, like, waiting to order. And they're, like, showing him a YouTube video, like, laughing their asses off, you know, like, oh, check this out.
Just watching cartoons.
Give me my fucking tacos.
So that brings us to my next, it segues me right into my next bit. Arby's.
Okay.
Duck sandwich. Why am I missing? It's the only place in Pennsylvania selling it.
Did you say duck sandwich?
Yeah, Arby's serves up seared duck breast sandwich. Berks County.
Hmm.
Paper Mill Road, bruh.
The only Arby's in the country.
It's one of only 16 Arby's located nationwide. Only one in PA.
Nationwide.
So,
we should
go in there right now.
We should go get a duck sandwich.
Don't eat at Arby's.
Okay.
And I'm not sure that if I would.
There's sugar in that, I guess, right?
No, let's just talk about. Let's hold. Let's pump the brakes.
Okay.
Why don't you eat at Arby's?
Because every time that I've eaten at Arby's for the last, I don't know, 23, 24 times, I've had to race home.
Well, I'd be willing to bet the duck sandwich is not going to change that streak one bit. So that's probably a safe bet on your part.
I've given it
numerous tries.
A lot. I like the taste of it.
I just ate there the other day. It wasn't great.
You had the duck sandwich?
No, gyro.
Oh, gyro.
Gyro. Jesus. But it was like cardboard. The fucking gyro pita or whatever it's called. It seriously had the consistency of cardboard. So I just ate all. I mean, the meat inside was delicious. It was really good.
Well, now that I know that they have the duck sandwich, I'm a believer and they have the meats.
They have the meats.
Yeah.
So, Why I'm Missing Paper Mill Road started yesterday. Last Saturday.
Did I miss?
Did you?
Posting Gil's Gone Wild? Did I miss one?
Oh, maybe.
I think I did. I'm looking at my stuff here. I think I did miss one.
Maybe you did. I wanted to ask you about this tag, this chicken duck guy.
Oh, yeah. So in a couple of weeks, we will be getting a call from, his name is Dave Alvarez.
That name sounds really chicken familiar.
Duck.
Yeah.
He is an animator for Disney.
Oh, yeah.
And he has a cartoon called Chicken Duck.
It's our big break, man.
I thought Tom Morris Jr. was going to be our big break and see how that fucking panned out.
Because you love Live PD.
Well,
plus, I didn't talk to Tom Morris Jr., so.
Yeah, but he has, like, a million followers and refused to share it with his people, so.
Yeah, well, I would, too. He's Bobby got it. Bobby sent us a nice photo.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you, Bobby, for the...
On the wall, bro.
Yep, on the wall.
On the wall. Right between the chicken duck and the smoking baby in overalls.
I'm pretty sure that baby is smoking opium.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, he's got a... I don't know if it's a match or something in his hand to light...
He might be smoking opium and a joint.
A joint, yeah. But, I mean, why is he in such huge overalls?
Well, because he's high as a fucking kite.
And he's wearing leprechaun shoes. Like, I've never seen shoes like that outside of a movie about, like, the middle... I don't even know.
Where did that come from?
Barry, the guy that used to work at Al's.
Sure did.
Yeah, the traffic light that I'm going to work on this week, I think.
You're going to put it there in the corner?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever happened to Barry?
I think he's working, I forget where he was working last. He was working at the Abraham Lincoln, then he was working at the Willoughby's, and then he was working at somewhere else. I really don't remember. Hmm. Haven't seen him in a little while.
What was your question, Ryan, before?
We were talking about the chicken duck.
Yes, Dave Alvarez.
He's
going to
be calling. Let's talk about him now.
He's going to be calling the show in a couple weeks. He has a...
He works for Disney.
He works for Disney.
Seriously.
Seriously.
And we're talking to him, and he's got the same name as us, and it's completely coincidental.
Yes. Yeah. His cartoon, though, if you look at it...
He's Donald Duck with a fucking rooster
hat. Yeah, it's a duck with a chicken hat.
Yeah.
All right. He's like wearing like a...
You're going to have to take what I just said out, aren't you? Because you're afraid he's going to hear it and not going to...
What?
It's Donald Duck with a fucking chicken hat on.
No, I won't take it out.
That's what it is, right?
I mean...
Pretty much.
Looks similar, yeah. How many, I mean... Ducks look the same. I mean, how many versions of a duck can you make, you know?
Well, it's all
it's a fucking cartoon duck, Casey. Yeah. It's not an anatomically correct duck. How didn't our research and development people know about this guy before we came up with the idea?
We came up with this 90. Idea
30 years ago. Yeah.
This is our idea of a chicken duck. He doesn't have the same. I mean, it's a totally different concept.
Is this the same guy that we were talking about like 2 years ago?
Probably, yeah. Yeah, he's been on the radar.
For you, the listeners of Saturdays with Chicken Duck, Hotels.com is offering $30 off select hotel stays of $250 or more when you go to usehotels.com/chickenduck and you use code LISTEN30. With Hotels.com, you can get rewarded basically everywhere, from seaside cabins in Portland to tree houses in Thailand to five-star resorts in Mexico. Hotels.com has all the options you're searching for in one place. And for every 10 nights you stay, you get one free that you can use to do you at endless properties. Hotel.com's deals come with access to instant savings too. Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded. Free nights don't include taxes and fees. Again, you can save $30 off selected hotel stays of $250 or more when you go to usehotels.com/chickenduck and you use code LISTEN30.
Congratulations to Kara, who won the work thing, or the work week hustle thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
My cousin Kara?
Yeah. I got Vu involved with the
Fitbit.
You know,
challenge.
She's like... laying at home going like this, right?
Yeah. No, she's not.
I bet you she is.
Did you see how close I was, though?
Yeah.
I was only 250 steps behind her.
Do I get mine today? Are we going to get Zekinis? Are we going to segue into that right now?
We could. So.
What? Okay.
Okay.
Before we get into
this. Go ahead.
I need to know that we are not doing the.
That's the challenge, brother. I'm doing it. John's not drinking.
Yeah, fucking
everybody
right.
Else in the network. So this is a no phony podcast network challenge. This will start in a couple days. Starts November 1st. So far we have Ryan Vu, myself, Shauna, and Trisha from Two Girls on a Bench. We have, how do you say that?
Melina.
We have Jay Ray from, he's the founder of the No Phony Podcast Network. We have Josh, and we have the Beige Boy from, these are all from different podcasts on our network. And John's going to join. So, okay, so last week we had touched on this a little bit. And Jimmy said he had no interest in doing the challenge. And I texted him separately and said that if I asked him that if I would buy him a Fitbit,
mm-hmm.
would he do the challenge? And the answer was
yeah,
yes. So I present to you.
Ooh.
It's nice to Devin. She's going to be pissed.
Your very own Fitbit.
Is it going to fit me?
I hope so. It's a Largue.
Largue.
What does SP mean?
Special.
It's the same one I have. I'll calibrate it with you as soon as we're
so
finished.
So concerned about calibrating
the podcast.
God forbid I get a couple extra steps.
Yeah, when you talk about calibration, and now you said I had to have the Stride.
Yes.
Stride.
So we need.
I don't even know if I even opened it. I mean, since the first time I loaded it up and signed in or whatever.
Sure, yeah, yeah. Well, we won't need that until November, you know. But I just want to make sure everybody signed up for it and on there before the challenge starts, you know?
Because I don't even know if it counts my steps.
You have, yeah, it does. You have to.
It doesn't ever say I made any steps. I lie. I did open it the other day.
Maybe it's your little legs.
Could be. Because the Fitbit app shows all my steps and stuff, but that other one.
You might have
to.
Yeah,
you should send us back. I can't get in.
You might have to somehow sync those apps. I'm not sure exactly how I did it, but
walk with a wider stride.
Yeah.
So that's what I was that's what I wanted to say earlier, that we would talk about that when you said about since my legs are longer that I would get there faster.
Yeah.
So when I asked John Madera to if he wanted to do this challenge, he's
It's so much. It's an effort just to get it out of the box, Casey.
Your hands are so goddamn big.
God.
So when I asked John about to do this challenge, he said that you, Ryan Vu, have an unfair advantage because your legs are shorter.
Yes.
You get more steps than the normal person. So John thinks that you have the unfair advantage, not a taller person.
Oh, I see.
Oh, my God.
Couple wire ties.
Is that gonna get a hook?
We got one hook, baby.
Yeah, hell yeah. We got it hooked.
There's actually room. I might have two hooks.
So, what I wanted to talk to you about that before you get everything set up is I worked very closely with Fitbit to get that one for you. We're in collaboration here with Fitbit. That is a very special one. If you don't get at least 12,000 steps a day, Carter will be shocked.
Carter will be. Devin gets a smack in the face when she gets home. This links up with my son's number two schedule. Oh, my God. It turned on.
So.
It's a nice Fitbit.
All right.
We'll get you all calibrated up.
Okay.
So the challenge is... It's called the No Phony Podcast Network Challenge. Hashtag just say November.
I'm not going to be able to wear it underneath my carpal tunnel bracelet.
Oh.
What about all my poor bracelets?
Well, my friend, that is not a poor bracelet. So the challenge is I have it set to November 1st through November 30th on the Stride Kick app. 300,000 steps for the month of November.
Okay.
That's like the goal, but you know, of course the goal is to get over that. But that is 10,000 steps a day. If you do 10,000 steps a day, you'll get 300,000 steps. So the goal, of course, is to get as many steps as possible.
Yes.
So, cuz I plan on getting like so many.
So many.
So many.
You heard it here, No Phony Podcast Networkers.
I'm a little worried about Beige because he gets a lot of steps during the day. He is a stepper. I don't know what he does, but he sure does step a lot. And the winner nobody seems that interested in the belt, so I don't know if we're going to do that or not. If I don't know if anybody wants to throw.
Well,
10
because
bucks
we're
in.
All, you know, grown ups. And you're the only one that was a professional wrestler, probably out of the entire group of us. So that might have something, a lot more to do with it than you give credit for.
Yeah, grown up.
I got the belt idea from Joe Rogan and his friends.
Yeah, that's different.
And they're
he's
doing
a fucking
this
UFC guy.
Sober October challenge.
And all his friends loves actually fight for a belt.
No, they don't. They're fucking fat comedians.
I really wish these
Bert Kreischer.
You'd stop stealing other people's ideas.
Well,
come up with some of your own then.
Yeah.
Well, so you guys having ideas any that ideas?
Well, let me check my notes to see what's next. Now that we got the Fitbit out of the way.
Got the Fitbit out there. We got a Disney animator out there.
So are you going to, did you ever sign up for the gym?
His name is Jim.
What gym?
Didn't you sign up for Planet Fitness?
I've been a member of Planet Fitness for 5 years.
Oh, okay. So
it's been my fat tax that I've been paying.
So when you go, just a hint, when you go and walk on the treadmill, don't hold on to the sides.
You will get zapped.
You got to make sure your arms are moving so you get the.
You got to do your I got to do your plane routine every time.
Yeah. So that the steps register.
So you could actually sit at your desk. And
I understand how it works, but
do one of these.
Yeah.
That's what Casey does.
I really hope that isn't what you do, though.
What?
Just swing your arm.
That'll fuck my carpal tunnel up. No, I got to do something.
Do you have it in the left hand?
Both
carpal
hands. It's killing me.
So when you go on to the app.
I'm not sure if it's carpal tunnel or if it's like something in my spine. You know.
Could be.
You know.
Could be my fatness.
Like, I mean, there's a lot of possibilities there.
Right. Go ahead.
There's a lot going on there.
Go ahead.
Look, these work as perfect coasters. When you get the app, you have to sync it to your Fitbit and make sure you have to mark down that it's on your left wrist, all that kind of stuff. There's a lot of technical stuff here. You got your notes?
Monty Python. There's a lot of Monty Python on Netflix.
I saw that.
I recommend everybody going and checking it out. Only thing that's not on there is the Holy Grail.
Wonder why?
I don't know. So I downloaded that. Watch it a couple times yesterday.
I've been getting into my Bert movies.
Jesus.
Getting ready for the new podcast.
Yeah, I started. Yeah. I didn't start with the very first one. I started with, did you guys watch that video the other day that I sent, that YouTube video?
No.
Yeah.
Oh my God, dude.
No.
He did a movie with, Dom DeLuise called The End. Burt Reynolds did.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And he gets news from his doctor that he has a disease and that he's going to die. And he's like, you know, oh, you know, how long do I have to live? And the doctor's like, well, it's, you know, really hard to say. I've seen people go anywhere, you know, from, you know, 3 weeks to 5 years, you know. He's like, so I can't really put a number on that. He's like, just give me a number, doc. Give me a number. And he's like, okay, a year. And he starts, like, flipping out. And every time that he comes in contact with somebody, the number gets shorter and shorter. He's like, I only have 2 weeks to live. You know, he goes to Sally Field's house because he was dating Sally Field. And he's like, I only have 1 week to live. Come on. And but the section with Dom DeLuise, dude, Dom DeLuise is in a mental hospital. And Bert tries to kill himself. And so he's put in this mental hospital. And
sounds a little heavy.
With Dom DeLuise. Oh, no, dude. It's fucking hilarious. It's so good. I recommend it highly. It's called The End.
The End.
Yep. Getting registered.
Beep, boop, beep, beep, boop.
One more thing for my kid to try to either take and smash or put in his mouth. Yeah, I'm signing it up.
And then you have to get the Stride Kick app also. Yeah. That's the app for
okay.
The challenges.
Okay.
One thing at a time here.
What's this thing called?
The Blaze.
Oh, isn't that one? Yeah, I did. Isn't that one? Yeah.
That is it for my notes. I had Lady on the Plane and Bad Kids at the Mexican Restaurant. We do have a couple new sponsors that I have to get into more. I have to do a little more research into, but we have quite a few CBD sponsors now. Tommy Chong's CBD oil is now our sponsor. It's called Diamond CBD. Walgreens is now a sponsor.
Walgreens. I like green walls.
What do you have for us, Ryan?
I don't know. I mentioned I was going to ask about the chicken duck guy. I did want to mention about the walking thing that we discussed. And I don't know. I mean, I thought I had other stuff, but I don't remember them.
I see you've been stepping up to the challenge quite a bit. You've been walking.
Yeah. Yeah, actually. A couple times. Well, Deja and I often, like sometimes, we run around the house and stuff. But it was funny because the other night.
I would love to see that.
Well, yeah, it's funny because the other night, actually, I was sitting there and I was talking to my mom and I was telling her about the steps. You know, I was telling her how many steps I had. And then I saw it said, "You moved ahead of me." I said, "Oh, that fucker." So I think he's getting me with these steps. So I go, "I'm going to walk around the living room real quick." So I'm just going to do a couple laps. And Daisy goes, "I'm going to follow you." And we just kind of started, like running around. And then, like, she would go through the kitchen way, and I'd go the other way. And she'd try to sneak up and jump out at me, just messing around. And when I get up to go to the bathroom at work, I take the long way and go all the way out front.
There you go.
So, yeah. And I have actually consciously sometimes decided I'll go the long way. I'll walk around this way instead of taking the steps and going,
Yeah.
I just start walking the longer way.
When I go to the jobs, I always park, pretty far away from all the other cars, walk like the furthest in from the parking lot. And then up on the roof, I always tell the guys, I'm like, don't think I'm checking absolutely everything. I'm just getting my steps in. I'm just fucking walking,
Yeah.
And, but once I start playing frisbee golf again.
Yeah, you'll be out there walking a lot.
I'm going to bring the belt home.
So I can put my food right into this?
Mm-hmm.
And it tracks calorie intake?
Yep.
Wow. So I like that. I used that My Fitness Pal when I lost all my weight.
Yeah.
It worked really well. I didn't realize this had that built in. Cool.
Sure does. And it also, I know that, do you still use your CPAP?
Oh, yes.
Machine? This Fitbit that I got you, it also tracks your sleep patterns, shows your heart rate.
So I have to sleep with this thing on?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Does it let you know when my breathing stops?
It actually, it does show you.
I think it'll probably show you just like your light sleep when you're in a deep sleep.
Yeah, exactly. It shows you, like last night I got 7 hours and 17 minutes of sleep, and then it shows you your
awake time.
When you're awake, the REM sleep, your light sleep, and then your deep sleep.
Cool.
Your CPAP, did I ask you this before? Do you have a full face or just a nose?
I have both. I have the full face nose thing, like the full nose cover.
Yeah.
And then I have the nose pillows, but I use the nose pillows every night.
Really?
There's actually a pair out in my mailbox that I got to pick up because it's the only way to sleep, man.
Go on.
My CPAP machine, I couldn't use the nose pillows. I guess I breathe through my mouth sometimes.
Mouth breather?
Yeah.
I have trouble breathing out of my nose at night. My nose gets clogged. It's hard to breathe out of my nose at night.
You got to lay on one side or the other.
Is that what it is?
Try it.
A guy that is a famous keyboard player, his name is Jeff Camente. He played with Bob Weir many years. He actually came out with something because his mother had a CPAP machine.
Okay.
And she was always complaining about how the masks or something would stick to her face.
Yeah.
At night. He actually came up with something. It's something that drummers use. It's like a silicone-based material or something. And he actually came out. It's like, and then he sold it for like millions of dollars. A mask, like a silicone-based mask that doesn't stick to your face. I don't know exactly what it is, but
well, my mask has. It is like a silicone.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, like rubber silicone padding around the actual plastic. Yeah. It just covers front there, nose and mouth. I got straps all around my head. Actually, to be honest, I haven't used it in a little while. I should plug that back in.
Doesn't it help?
I believe it does. I believe that it does.
Uncle Joey doesn't travel without his.
I took mine with me a couple times too, but when I went to vacation last time, I didn't take it with. Like I said, I haven't been using it much lately. I probably should, but I don't know what I actually don't even know what happened to CPAP doctor person. I don't know what happened there. The last I remember seeing that doctor is I had to reschedule my appointment, and then I remember that I couldn't reschedule for when I wanted to reschedule because the doctor was on vacation during that week. And then I don't remember if it got rescheduled and I just didn't make it to that appointment, or if it was never rescheduled and I just never got another appointment. So my prescription for my supplies is probably out.
You should probably look into that.
Probably should. But I don't think my doctor liked me too much.
Why? What's there not to like?
I don't know. I was hitting on her. No, I'm just kidding. No, it wasn't. But no, she I don't know. She just seemed like really mad at me one day because she told me not to look at my phone before I go to sleep, and I was just like, well, yeah, you know, I probably will. Yeah, like, you know, I'm not trying to be a dick. I'm just being honest.
That's what I do.
Yeah, before I go to bed, a lot of times, like, you know,
like everyone else in the country.
Yeah, just like, I'm pretty sure you do too, Doc. Like, you check your phone, look at it, turn it off, and then, you know, then you lay down. It's not like I fall asleep watching it, you know, like, I don't know. But she just seemed like, no, I'm serious. I'm like, I know you're serious. Like, you know,
okay, I'm good.
You know, like, I'm serious too. Yeah. I'm probably going to do a Candy Crush before I go to bed. Like, I don't play it all day. Just, you know, I lay down. That's my wind down, you know?
I've been stuck on Angry Birds 2.
Oh, yeah. I haven't played that in a while.
I'm stuck on, it's like level 453. I can't get past it. It's fucking so.
I've been stuck on this roller coaster tycoon game. I built an amusement park.
It's telling me if there's other trackers around me to move them away so I can set it up.
Wow.
Oh. My arms aren't that long. Maybe I should get up and move.
What is that? An amusement park?
Yeah, it's an amusement park.
Roller Coaster Tycoon. Yeah. Oh, look at you with all your fucking storage on your new phone. Getting fucking games and shit.
Yeah, they
are. Oh, shit. Start clicking.
Yeah, I got to click all these things.
It's like Tapped Out.
I don't know what that is, but yeah, it's just like that, actually. It's almost the same thing. It's, you know, some would say it's like a mirror image.
Oh, so you talking about the doctor made me think of this. Remember the dentist?
I do remember the dentist.
The
guy you travel for.
Yes.
Yeah, he moved to Colorado. You went to the dentist appointments there.
Yeah.
First class tickets to fly out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I have another appointment scheduled at that office in November sometime.
Aspen, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But I'm going to cancel it.
No, is he not there?
No, he left, remember?
Oh, yeah, that's right. He left. It's just the other people there.
Yeah.
So where did he go? Where do you have to go?
I don't know. I'm not going to search him out anymore. I'm going to look for somewhere else to go, you know, and...
I think now's a good time, Casey. We have been in contact with this dentist, and he's been moving because he feels like he's being stalked by you and wanted us to have a sit-down with you.
Is this the sit-down?
This is the sit-down now. It's
Why doesn't he like me?
Why
won't he clean my teeth, Ryan?
He said something about you were under one time, and he was doing a cleaning something for your tooth, and you started licking his finger. He said he gets creeped out.
Huh.
I don't know.
I mean, things happen when you go on right now. I mean, I can't control
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you're probably dreaming of, you know, a
beef
stick. Yeah. Mm. I was like, mild beef stick from Renders. Here, you got a fingernail. And then.
But you don't think that it's wrong that I cancel that appointment, right?
Are you going to go to it?
No.
Then I think you should have canceled it, yeah.
Well, yeah, I'm going to cancel. It's in November.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you don't plan on going there, don't just not show up.
No, I won't. I'm going to cancel it.
That's fine. There's nothing wrong with canceling it.
And look for a new dentist. Like, I'm never going to go back there again.
Well, that's, you have your reasons. It's fine. There's nothing wrong with that.
Okay. But I won't need to explain to them why I don't want to go back there.
No, not really. I mean, let's face it. You can tell them anything you want. What are they going to? I mean, they might ask, because they want to know, did we do something wrong? But you could just.
I'll just say, sure. You can go back and listen to number 93 or 94 of Saturdays with Chicken Duck. I explained it all at the very end of the episode.
Very clearly.
You just say, I'll send you a link.
I just think that it was very fucked up that in the four times that I was there, I only saw Mark the one time, the dentist.
Mm-hmm.
That was only because they told him that I was there, and he came back, to say hi. But the only other times that I saw a dentist there was when they had to give me the Novocaine. They never once came in and checked my teeth after the brand new hygienist, who told me that was her first week there. Like, they never had a dentist come in and check my teeth after, you know? Never once told me that, you know, Mark's only going to be a dentist here. Mark's leaving. He's quitting in fucking 2 weeks, you know? Like, so.
Well, they don't want to tell you that. They knew you were going to just leave them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I need to find a dentist for my daughter, actually. I didn't like the last one we went to.
Dr. DiGinio?
No, actually, I used to go to Dr. DiGinio.
So did I. And then when I had the problem with my front tooth, when it got broken, I called Dr. DiGinio and said that I needed an emergency appointment because my tooth was broken.
Yeah.
And my face was swollen. And they said that they weren't accepting any new patients.
You probably haven't been there in a while. Yeah,
I hadn't been there in over a year. And I said, but I'm really not a new patient. I've been coming to you since I've had teeth.
Rules.
Yeah, exactly.
You
know? Yeah.
Like, you were the first person to ever look at my teeth when I got them.
You know? Yeah.
So, not really a new patient, you know?
I kind of have a feeling that's why I don't go back there either.
New patient rule.
Yeah, like it was like over a year or so, and I haven't been there. I call them, no, well, you're a new patient. What do you mean?
If you've been there before, you're not a new patient in my book. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, but I guess for insurance reasons.
Yes, so.
That's what I'm thinking it falls back on.
What are you looking at over there?
Fitbit.
Ignoring the podcast.
I'm looking at the old Fitbit wrist straps.
You need a bigger one.
No, I was just looking at them, seeing if they were available.
Just going to get one.
I need to charge it.
Glitters.
Extra large again.
Yeah.
Oh, is it that?
Almost. So I need to do some updating and
that's
sitch.
Charger.
Oh, that's neat.
Mm-hmm.
So
it clamps on there.
When you
sits in there, okay.
When you take this out to charge it, you just pop this. It just comes out.
Whoa.
Got it.
Okay. And then you have to line these buttons up then when you put it back together.
I got
it. There's only one on this side, you see?
Yeah, I got it.
So that wouldn't go on the two side.
Yeah, the one side won't fit on the two side because then you'll have one not clicking.
You know what? I'm just going to give you mine that has the correct screen, and I'm going to keep this new one.
What version do you have?
I have this exact same one.
How'd you crack the screen?
I don't know. I hit it against something, I guess, when I was going around the corner.
It's only
at the bottom. It's not actually on the screen. See?
He told me just to use my phone. Now I'm feeling gypped. You all have the same ones. I feel like should have bought the whole squad new ones. So we'd all
maybe next time I win $1,000, I can buy the whole squad.
No, I'm just kidding. Phone works good with me. I mean, that we'd be Chicken Duck would be unified in the No Phony Podcast Challenge, wearing the same pair of equipment. You know what I mean?
Well,
it's a team effort.
We got to go to the casino again.
Well, where do you want to go?
This is a matter of life and death. I don't know if you understand the severity of my Fitbit or not. So join us again next week when we come back, see if I made it through a week of exercise and walking. You all good? Mm-hmm. Got anything else?
Well,
thanks for joining us, Ryan.
Thank you.
It's been emotional. Goodbye.